struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okie dokie, second date update on the 20s. We got a Trevor on the line, Fat Joe.
Trevorosaurus Rex.
I want to be a part of the sexy source.
I want to call him.
Sexy source
Trevor.
I believe you need penicillin for sexy source.
I could call him Big T.
Yeah.
That's sexy too.
Yeah. T-Rex. Hold on.
That way we can avoid my.
Hold on. Sorry, Sue.
You Trevor sore. Come on, you big Jurassic hunk. Tell us about your date. What happened? How'd y'all meet? What'd y'all do?
You big lizard.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I didn't have a sound effect that went...
Yeah, that's kind of weird, man.
I don't have a lizard sound effect, but I have a buffalo sound effect that I use as dinosaurs. It's a buffalo and a T-Rex all in one sound.
Close to me, man.
Okay, let's go, Trev. Tell us about your date.
So I met this girl through mutual friends. We were texting and we talked on the phone and we even FaceTime and stuff. But we finally went out, turned into an all-nighter.
Trevor, is your last name Swift?
I know, yeah, Trevor Swift.
Is your last name Trevor Swift? I just need to shake it out.
No, my last name is Trevor Kelsey.
That's my sister's totally dating the Kelsey.
Oh my god.
Kelsey.
That's her.
Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, his first name is Kelsey.
Oh, his first.
Yeah,
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unisex name. Have you ever heard of a unisex name?
I met two before.
Yeah. His name is Kelsey.
Yeah.
Not his last name, but we thought it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
We have a boss named Kelsey.
Totally. So anyway, Trevosaurus.
Yes.
Wow, you're not living up to your Jurassic name here, Trevosaurus.
Yes. Come on, man up.
Go ahead. So you guys went out after talking and texting for a while?
Yeah, and it was just a great night. And I don't know, I had maybe the best date of my life. And so I was I don't know why she stopped communicating with me is what I'm trying to say. She just has not hit me back. But I know that she had a great night too. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
How did the night end? Did you guys go back to either one of your guys' houses and make it a great night?
Yeah, the night ended the next day. That's what I'm saying. It was we had such a great time, and I'm just wondering.
So was it just a nighttime date, or was it a
was it a nighttime that carried over to the morning time that carried over to the I'm never calling you back time?
Yeah.
Maybe the time wasn't that good. I like to always say the other person had a great time, was the best time of their life. You know, I rocked the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Time. But usually it's just a lie. It's usually for me. I had fun.
Says the guy that's been married since birth.
Yeah. Well, that was before it.
Right.
That was before birth.
Before birth.
BC, not AD after death. Okay, well, what was the girl's name, Trevor? We're just going to give her a call, figure out what happened, see if we can get you guys reconnected. Because it sounds like you got a little fuzzy recollection as well. Were you drunk, maybe?
Oh, maybe, that's
I mean, we were drinking at times. We weren't drunk, for the whole, day and night. I was we were together for a long time, just having an amazing time. So, anyway, her name's Liza.
Okay, Liza, got it. Okay, and for everyone listening right now, if you want that 9:30 giveaway, here's a question in advance. If you can let us know how many times Trevor says the word for the remainder of the second date update, you, my friend, win.
We're at 12 right now.
That was a joke, because not even we're going to keep up. Okay, so Trevor, we're going to totally, call Liza. Trevor. Trevorosaurus.
Yes.
You need to believe me,
Listen.
This is going to be crazy. Liza is going to be on the phone.
Yes.
But we totally need you to
Yes, I know
and
you.
Just don't say anything.
Don't talk. I know you like her, but don't like her right now.
Do you like her? Or do you like her? Or do you are you thinking borderline to I might love her?
Cuz there's a difference.
Oh my god.
Why are you so quiet, Barbara? Yeah.
Now I just left alone, Joe and I. I don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Serious.
All right, Trevor Swift. We're going to give Liza a call right now. Just stay quiet. Please actually stay quiet on the other line.
Do what you've been doing, right?
Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking, please.
Yes.
We'll figure out what happens, see if we get y'all reconnected, okay?
Okay.
All right, brother.
Liza.
this Liza?
Yeah, speaking.
Liza, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ's right there.
Hey.
Liza Minnelli. Hey. Liza Minnelli.
Hi, Liza. Sorry, I think he meant to call you Liza Minnelli, but for some reason he thought of a lizard. And it came out Lizard Minnelli.
I'm confused, man. Same thing.
Hey, lizard. That sounds like a Pokemon character now.
Lizard.
Am I surprised? Is this a prank? Like, what's happening?
No. I promise. Yeah, lizard. This is Keola. That's Fat Joe. That's MJ.
Yes, yeah. It is.
That's Fat Komodo Dragon over there. Liza, I gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need permission to keep this conversation going. That should be a good sign that it's really safe, is us. Yes.
Totally. What's it about?
Well, yay! This is an interesting one. You met this guy through friends of other friends.
Yeah.
And I guess you guys like your friends, then your friends like you. So they thought that maybe the two of you might like each other.
Yeah.
You guys can all together.
Yeah. You guys went out and we're not quite sure what was said after it was explained to us because mm-hmm. All I can remember is the word like
was so much used in this.
But
yeah, I'm pretty sure I know where you're going with
I'm
that.
Hoping there's only one person that you've met through mutual friends that like you and like him, and then you guys hopefully like each other. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me go home and lick
each
other.
Joe.
Understand. And, it's a total walk of shame on that one.
Oh, really?
Explain, please.
Yes. And we're talking about Trevor, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can beat the number of likes, but yeah.
So what happened? Because we don't remember what y'all did.
I couldn't
get past the likes.
Okay, no problem. So we started out the date doing water activities. His dad has a really big boat. We went over to the sandbar with his friends and had a total blast, right? Everything started off great. But 4 hours on the water. We went to eat at a restaurant on the windward side. Mm-hmm. We went to the beach later that night. Got kind of sexy.
Nice.
So he asked if I could go to his apartment nearby. One thing leads to another, and we're doing it all over his apartment, right? It is next
wow.
to
wow.
We didn't get that corner yet. Let's go in that corner.
She's like the lizard. Yeah. It's going to get you.
Do it on the roof.
Trevor's nice.
no roommate in sight, right? We went all over basically every nook and cranny of this apartment.
Oh,
right?
Oh my god!
You guys had a long day.
Trevor over there, man, he's just spackling everything.
Got my DNA is not there.
Living room done. Kitchen it is. That's a family room.
Don't sit there.
The man cave is just covered in spackle, girl. You don't want to go down there, though.
This is all fine. I'm fine with all this. We're having a great time. We're on our third session.
Wow.
I'm on the dining room table. Yes. I'm telling you, it was next level until a guy opens the door to his apartment, walks in, sits on the couch, and starts playing video games.
What?
Just unbothered by what he just walks into. I jump off the table. I'm butt naked, trying to hide behind Trevor, not wanting to continue. And Trevor just keeps trying to get me back in the mood. This is all normal.
Oh my god.
Somebody did just walk into his apartment, right?
Right. That's so weird.
He's like, hold on, I need to.
I would be
I need
so
to
mad.
Saw this dinner table real quick. Nothing to see here, buddy. Just keep playing your video games.
I'm fully concentrated on the guy sitting on the couch, and Trevor's just like, don't mind him. It's just my neighbor. He came to play video games. I'm like, why is this so normal?
Yeah.
The guy sitting on the couch then chimes in, don't mind me. I'm used to it with all the girls Trevor brings back here.
Oh,
jeez. I'm surprised that
there was only one. Whoa, wait, he said that right in front of Trevor?
Right in front of both of us.
And gosh. I would have been hold on,
I'm trying to get this done here.
Please don't say that to the girl. Yeah. Let me finish up here. Okay, that was rude, bro.
wait.
No C blocking.
No.
So he said one this time?
Happening. Yeah, one this time. And I was like, girls. He's like, no. It gets so much better. He goes, oh, and guys.
Oh.
So the guy on the couch was next.
Basically, who knows, right?
Oh, hold on. I'm not done with my Fortnite game. Okay, I'm done, buddy. As soon as I'm done with this session of Gran Turismo,
yes,
I'm about to spackle the wall.
Completely out of the mood, over it at this point. I'm putting my clothes back on. And Trevor is still like, don't mind him. Like, we'll take this in the next room, lock the door.
Oh my gosh.
Are you serious? I was like, I have to go. I grabbed all my stuff and I left. So embarrassed. Not only did I have sex with him on the first night, but like, this is like one of who knows how many.
Oh, damn.
At the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With multiple genders.
Guys,
yeah, I know.
Bless his heart, but gosh, damn, man.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, there's having your cake and eating it too, and then just eating the whole bakery.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm so sorry, Liza.
Yeah.
We've got Trevor on the other line. He had called us to call you. Trevor, I feel like the joke's on us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there is no way that you didn't know why she wasn't getting back to you.
Come on.
Yeah, I just can't believe that. I mean, I guess I can, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
It is.
I mean, how do you not? Okay, yeah. So you're over there spackling away.
All the nooks and crannies.
A random dude walks in to your place while you and Liza are cleaning the dinner table off.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I'm surprised only one this time.
Oh,
and then
I told him not to come in, honestly. Like, on the norm, my neighbors just come to my room to play games. So they all have like spare keys, but
jeez.
He knew that I was like digging you and like that we might be having some naughty time. Yeah, I kicked his out of the apartment afterwards. I'm sorry. I really like you. Like, I never really felt this way that I can remember, and I just thought we had a great time.
Trevor, can't you really just have an agreement with your neighbors that if you hang like a Taylor Swift CD from your doorknob, that do not enter?
Or a sock,
You see my memories on that?
No, it's a Taylor Swift CD.
Okay.
Nice. Or we'll take Olivia Rodrigo.
Whatever, what works you, right? Yeah, vampire will shake it off, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Liza, I don't even know how
to. There's not going to be an argument for this one.
That.
Just remember now, it was amazing. You guys, how much times? Like three times you said?
Yeah, three times. You found the fountain of you, Trevor?
Yeah,
Joe and I, imagine.
After two,
right?
I would be like, man.
One?
I'm like, take me to the hospital.
You got to give me at least an hour. You know, I was like, I got to go fill up regular on leaded.
Yeah, everything's going to be, it's just going to come out like powder after this. It's like air.
The fact that the gas nozzle is even up.
Yeah, man.
You know, anything comes out. You're like, I'm out, girl. I'm on empty.
I'm not 21 anymore.
Yeah. I can't believe he can do it that many times.
Yeah, Liza, I think you know where Joe was headed with this. It was kind of a good approach, sense.
Well, find some light.
I mean, it depends what you're looking for, like what one prioritizes when they are exploring romantically.
Mm-hmm.
Because some do like those that know what they're doing when it's getting done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all picking up what I'm putting down?
And Trevor sounds like he's well versed.
Yeah. With both genders.
With both Keoki and Kahea. With Mike and Michelle.
That's right. Yeah. The other
hand, so you pick. The world is literally your
buffet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Your bi buffet.
Yes.
So if that's something that you prioritize, like, and understandably so, for some people, they really put a lot of emphasis in that aspect of their relationship.
Yes.
And if that's something that you emphasize and really value in a relationship, we'll pay for dinner and drinks with Trevor Soros. So you can, that one's for Mike, that one's for Michelle, that one goes to Keoki, Kahale, you get one,
put that in your hair.
Lisa, you all taken care of, then Lance, can't leave you out, bud.
Yeah, the thing is that no matter how great this was, like, I don't need to hear about it currently happening. Great if you have the experience, don't need to know I'm walking into a constant orgy, so I'm going to have to pass on that.
That's kind of gross.
Speaking of orgies, we're not above paying for a buffet.
Oh, that's right.
Like
a
menagerie of various food items for you to select from with Trevor Soros.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No. I'm way good. Thank you, but no.
I was going to say something so wrong just now.
I kind of want to hear
it.
Kids eat free, bro.
Do you have any cakey?
That is
they're
wrong.
Welcome to join.
Yeah. No,
and then drop them off with the X.
Right at Ruby Tuesdays. You go, man.